This is Dr. Kavita Chinnayan, and you are listening to a guided meditation that accompanies the book, Glorious Alchemy, Living the Lalita Sahasranama. Hidden within the first three namas of the Lalita Sahasranama is the Bija Mantra of auspiciousness, Shreem. Here, we will explore a meditation on the central channel, also known as the Sushumna Nadi, with this mantra. This mantra, Shreem, facilitates a gentle and yet powerful opening of the nadis while simultaneously instilling sweetness and wholeness in them. First, make yourself comfortable. Sit very comfortably, but ensure that the spine is erect. If you are sitting on a chair, have both your feet flat on the floor. And if you are sitting on the floor, make sure you're comfortable in a cross-legged position. And you may want to place a small cushion, if you need it, right at the base of your spine so that your lower back doesn't collapse and your spine is still comfortably erect. Once you are settled, relax. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. There is no need to force your breath, but use every exhale to relax every part of your body. Start with your eyes. Relax your eyes, your eyebrows, your jaw, unclench your teeth, relax your face, your neck, your shoulders, unclench fists, relax your chest and your belly, your legs, knees, ankles, and feet. Keeping your eyes closed, locate three areas within the space of your body. The first is the perineum, which is a small bridge of tissue that lies between your genital organs and the anus. The second is the heart center, which is at the center of the chest. And the third is the eyebrow center, which is in between your eyebrows. Now visualize three spheres of light at the perineum, the heart center, and the eyebrow center. Allow it to be about 6 or 7 inches or more in diameter, shining brightly. At at these three centers. Now visualize a bright silvery thread that connects the three spheres at the three centers and runs along your spine, right in the middle of your spine. Now bring your attention to the sphere at the perineum. Silently chant Shreem once in the sphere. With the sound, trace your attention from the sphere at the perineum along the thread that connects it to the heart center. Your should correspond to the length of this thread. As the sound ends, you land at the heart center. Once you're here, now chant Shreem once at the heart center. With the sound, trace your attention along the thread that connects the heart center to the eyebrow center. As the sound ends, you should arrive at the eyebrow center. Now chant Shreem once here at the eyebrow center. Shreem. With the sound, trace your attention from the eyebrow center to the crown of your head, which is at the top of your head. Allow your attention to rest there for a moment. And trace that thread back all the way to the perineum and start the cycle again. Chanting Shreem once, allowing the prolonged sound to trace your attention from the perineum to the heart center, where you chant Shreem again, using the sound to trace your attention, drawing it upward to the eyebrow center, where you chant Shreem again, and use the prolonged sound to draw your attention along that thread all the way up to the crown. Once again, you rest your attention there for a few moments and then trace that thread all the way down to the perineum and begin again. Let's try this together. Bring your attention to the perineum. Back to the perineum now. Back to the perineum, along that silvery thread from the crown all the way down. We will chant Shreem and land at the heart now. Chant Shreem here, drawing your attention now all the way to the eyebrow center with the mm sound. Chant Shreem here at the eyebrow center, drawing your attention along the silvery thread with the mm sound to the crown now. Rest your attention here at the crown. Trace that thread all the way down to the perineum. And for the next two cycles, let's try this without any talking. Shreem. Now try this on your own, silently. Chanting Shreem once, dragging your attention up sequentially from the perineum to the heart, from the heart to the eyebrow, from the eyebrow to the crown, and then back again to the perineum. If your attention wanders, bring it back gently to the process. Initially, it may seem like there's a lot going on. With continued practice, it becomes easy to coordinate the visualization, the chant that is silent in your mind, and the correspondence of the M sound and its ending to landing at the next sphere of light. Practice this on your own for about 10 to 15 minutes every day, and end the practice by coming back into the body, becoming aware of your feet, knees, hips, belly, chest, neck, face, hands, and even while you're keeping your eyes closed, become aware of your surroundings, the space you're in, and take a few breaths, easy breaths. And then lie down for about 5 to 10 minutes and take rest in any position that is comfortable for you, letting go of the control over the mind. And allowing it to wander if it wants to. once you have taken some rest for about 5 to 10 minutes, you can get up and go about your day. This rest period is very important to integrate the depth of the meditation with your daily life. If you get up after a deep meditation practice with no bridge that the rest period provides, you can have irritability or annoyance with life because of the friction it causes between the deep meditative state and the seeming chaos of ordinary life. So always use a few moments to rest and to integrate this practice, and soon it will become part of your daily life. Thank you for listening. Shri Matre Namaha.